Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this June 12th. You made it to Friday again, friends. It's incredibly rare for a business to cancel a product line for any reason except cost or poor sales. But this week, IBM became one of those rare exceptions. The company announced it will no longer make or sell facial recognition technology. On social media, the decision was met with barely veiled astonishment. One tech commentator called it legitimately huge news. So what happened? CEO Arvind Krishna said he made the decision because research has proven that the technology is racially biased. He also noted that it is often biased against women. Facial recognition software is most commonly used for various kinds of surveillance, but increasingly, police and law enforcement organizations are adopting the technology as a tool to help them identify criminal suspects, and that's a big deal, because if the software is racially biased, it could exacerbate a systemic problem that's now at the heart of a very public debate. Companies all over the world have been responding to the protests with money and sympathetic statements, but IBM's response signals a desire for fundamental change. On Monday, CEO Krishna announced IBM's news in a letter to Congress supporting a new criminal justice reform bill, the Justice in Policing Act, announced that day. In his letter, Krishna stated not just IBM's decision to drop all facial recognition development, but also the company's opposition to the use of any vendor's facial recognition technology for mass surveillance, racial profiling, and, quote, violations of basic human rights and freedoms. Krishna also called for a national conversation on whether and how U.S. law enforcement agencies should use facial recognition software. Bias is a striking problem with the technology. 2 years ago, artificial intelligence researchers Joy Bulamwini and Timnit Gebru showed evidence that three major commercial facial recognition programs, including IBM's, were more accurate when identifying white faces than they were with darker ones. The biggest gap, the researchers said, was between white male faces, which the programs almost always correctly identified, and black female faces. Programs misidentified black women up to 35% of the time. Last year, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, or NIST, followed up with what MIT Technology Review called a landmark federal study. Researchers examined 200 different facial recognition algorithms from more than 100 vendors. Most of them misidentified non-whites, especially black, Native American, and Asian people, the researchers reported. Notably, Amazon's product, called Recognition, was not included, even though it is popular with police departments. Participation in the study was voluntary and Amazon declined, according to The Verge. The bias in these algorithms is hardly just a symbolic or scientific issue. Rather, it can translate into life-changing problems for those who are misidentified, critics say. In addition to police, more and more airports and border agents are using it. If you're falsely identified as someone else, a criminal chosen from a field of mugshots, for instance, you can be detained, wrongfully arrested for a crime, and falsely prosecuted, detractors argue. In the federal study, some algorithms were up to 100 times more likely to confuse two different people of color than they were to misidentify white people. Those findings have alarmed some policymakers, privacy advocates, and criminal justice reform groups, CNN reported. A few cities, San Francisco and Somerville, Massachusetts among them, have banned its use. But Apple uses facial recognitions to unlock phones. Some critics of IBM's decision passed it off as a public relations maneuver. A reporter for TechCrunch stated that facial recognition technology is in its infancy and is not a moneymaker for IBM. But civil rights activists like Color of Change President Rashad Robinson seized on the opportunity to challenge other makers of the technology. On his Twitter feed, he posted, "Amazon, your turn. How much more money do you need at our expense? IBM ends all facial recognition business as CEO calls out bias and inequality. And Jesse Hempel, host of LinkedIn's podcast Hello Monday, tweeted, "This huge IBM move will force other large tech companies to take a stand, even if their silence is their statement." Hempel turned out to be right, and faster than she probably expected. Only 48 hours later, on Wednesday, Amazon announced a one-year moratorium on police use of its facial recognition tool. The company said it hopes that the temporary pause will give Congress enough time to put in place stronger regulations for what Amazon called ethical use of the technology. Amazon plans to continue to allow certain groups to use it to help identify missing children and human trafficking victims. Only hours later, on Thursday morning, Microsoft banned sales of its technology to police departments, awaiting national regulation grounded in human rights. Microsoft does not currently sell its programs to police. For the last 2 years, activists, led by the American Civil Liberties Union, have been calling for Amazon to quit selling the technology to police. This week, it took the example of a competitor to persuade Amazon to take action. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. This week's episodes were written, edited, and produced by Elaine Appleton Grant. Edited by Emma Corbett. Our executive producer is Marshall Louie. Created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. I'm David Brown, and we'll see you next week. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you-know-business.